The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty. And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims. Hi, Amisha.
Hi, Molly. It's a pleasure seeing
it's
you.
It's a pleasure hearing your voice. I've missed you desperately. You know, Em, do you ever just get a moment to chill?
Never. In my dreams?
In my dreams. Yeah, I chill in my closet when I'm hiding from my children drinking an alcoholic beverage. Or I hide in my pantry with some Twizzlers.
I do chill in the bathtub every night. That is my chill.
Do you really?
I take a bath. I have taken a bath every night. Probably for the last 20 years.
What are you like, the Queen of England? I didn't know that. Are you kidding me?
I don't put milk in it or anything.
Okay, well, whatever. Speaking of chill, you guys, we have the chillest person I have ever met. She's called the Queen of Chill. Her name is Cindy Ramirez. She's the founder of Chill House, a boutique-style cafe and day spa. She has created the Make Me Glow, the Chill Pill, Chill Me Out, Chill Heat Session, almost said chilly. And she is the founder of the Chill Times. Everything in her world starts with the word chill. Cindy, I don't even know you, but I've heard so much about you.
Right?
It's amazing.
Oh my God.
I want everyone to know your journey. But as moms and women, there is nothing more than Amisha and I love than a little self-care and me time, which we really absolutely never get. So Cindy is going to tell us all her tips, how she founded Chill House, how she chills. We're going to talk a little bit about Gua Sha. What the fuck is it? But you're amazing, and we're so happy to have you on the podcast because there is nothing more than Amisha and I need at certain moments in our life is to chill. So teach
chill
us.
Chill the fuck out.
Chill the fuck out. How did this all happen?
I ask myself that every day. I don't know. It's been this like evolution of my entire like upbringing, I think, really. Yeah, we were saying how I'm a New Yorker. Emma Shea and I are both New Yorkers. And growing up, my mom is actually an esthetician, right? So I grew up watching her run her little day spa. She was more on like the cosmetic side. Like she's very like now I'd go to her. Right. But back in the day, I was like, I don't need this. I'm too young. Like, this is boring. Skincare is boring. Like, that was my life growing up, watching her, you know, take care of her clientele. And then, fast forward many years later, here I am with, I guess, a version of what she does, but modernized and, you know, made for my generation and for my community. So
take us back a little bit. You were a college dropout twice, right?
Yeah.
I was a college dropout.
Explain that.
I was a pretty girl, which I love the lipstick on the rim. I'm drinking green tea now, but I love the idea because this
in
is
a wine
me.
Glass.
All day, every day, in a wine glass.
This is you. Oh my God, take a picture. It's so good. I am not drinking green tea. Okay, so tell us, you dropped out of college twice. You were a bit of a party girl. Like what, how did the transition happen into creating Chill House, your spa?
So, I mean, it was a long time in the making. You know, I, growing up in my 20s, I was in and out of college. I was in and out of jobs. I didn't really know where I belonged. I ended up in hospitality for a while. I was a bartender, waitress, at different nightclubs, sports bars, all sorts of random places. And then of course, like, you know, there comes a point sometimes where you reach burnout if you're in that industry. And I definitely did. And I wasn't taking care of myself. I was out partying / working till like 5-6 in the morning. That's like me being conservative those hours. Like there were nights where I was not home till 8 a.m. It was really bad. And so all of that, you know, I obviously realized that was a dead end road for me personally. I know a lot of people have made great careers out of it, but personally, just I couldn't do it anymore. My body was beat up. So, you know, having no experience, having no college, real college education, no degree, none of that, I had a hard time entering the workforce. So I had no real idea, like, what was I going to be when I grew up, right?
You were still saying that at 30. You're like, what am I going to be when I grow up?
Not at 30. I found my way, you know, in my late 20s, I'd say, but it took me a while to even get there and to even start my first business. But yeah, so basically it took me a long time to figure out what I wanted to do. I ended up interning at 26 years old. So many years like past what the like, you know, stereotypical normal like age ranges to be an intern. I interned for the first time and it was for a startup consultancy. So I basically worked with this woman who was a badass, super smart, knew her shit when it came to business, technology, and fashion. And we were the consultants that helped sort of, you know, bridge the gap with entrepreneurs and their businesses. So that was my first kind of crash course, I guess, to entrepreneurship. And that's when I realized I like really liked entrepreneurship. So ever since then, I mean, I was there for almost 3 years. Fast forward a few years later, I started a few businesses from there. My husband, boyfriend at the time, but husband now, he's also an entrepreneur. So we've kind of been on this path together and he now owns, he's my partner in Chill House, but he owns a marketing agency and he also owns like 4 bars. I think it's 4 now. So yeah, we've been in this together. And at some point he had opened, I think 1 or 2 bars 4 years ago, we launched Chill House. Yeah, it was around like 5 years ago that we conceptualized Chill House. I was like, I had the site, a site called Taste of Style, and I was blogging and it was amazing. It was super fun. I was meeting all sorts of amazing people, especially in New York, amazing boss babes, like living a dream life for sure. But I kind of was like missing that element of hospitality that I once loved, right? That in-person communication, that like every day going into a space and like feeling the energy of the room and like communicating with people on a daily basis. And I was just kind of over digital for a little bit. And I was like, I really want to do something. And then one day it all just kind of snapped. It was like this aha moment. And we realized like really what was missing in New York, which was this kind of in between, like attainably priced, modern and sexy, cool. Really, we like made the spa cool is what we're saying now, because we had this like epiphany not too long ago when we were just kind of really thinking about the brand, you know, where it started and where it's going. And we're like, wow, that's really what we did. And you know, with any new location moving forward, that's really what we want to do and continue to bring to other cities. And now with our products, being able to kind of take the spa experience and bring it into people's homes. So that's definitely our path forward, is being able to do both, hopefully very well. So that's the long-winded, I guess, backstory.
Explain Chill House. Like what makes it different than a traditional spa?
Well, you walk in and you're immediately greeted with like, you know, lo-fi hip hop, you know, like Doja Cat and SZA, and it's not like bell chime, like, you know, chimes and like jazz, smooth jazz, like that's all gone. And even in your massage rooms, it's all like instrumental hip hop. It's not like wind chimes or like white noise. So right off the bat, you already know you're in a place that doesn't take itself too seriously, right? And the space itself is really beautiful. I mean, it's like, you know, people are like, oh, it's like an Instagram sort of bait. Mm-hmm. So it's designed really beautifully. It's designed for like a younger, I guess, consumer. I mean, I'm 36, but we have customers that are like in their, you know, late teens. Like we're like in the Gen Z realm now, especially with TikTok, now that we've entered so many of the TikTokers, posts, I feel like we've picked up even more in the Gen Z bandwagon. That's really, I mean, from a visual standpoint, that's kind of the main thing. And then we really want to be very simple in our services, tried and true. Like we know what you want. We know you like the things that you should be getting from like a more of routine perspective versus just like the new fad that's out there. I'm not saying they don't work, but that's just, we're not about that. We're about tried and true and classic and timeless, while also being in like a very sort of refreshing and nouveau style space.
So like the self-care, but letting someone else do it for you for a change kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a spa. It's a full-blown spa. We do nails. We do manicures, pedicures. We're well known for our nail art. We have incredible massages. We have an infrared heat room that holds up to 4 people. So you can come with a couple of friends. We took out like the lockers, like all those amenities. Instead, we have a cafe. So our cafe, you can come and like just have a, you know, matcha with your friend. I mean, pre-COVID, of course, this is all like the perfect package. Now we're kind of getting back to this rhythm of like, yeah, come in for this and that. But yeah, so the cafe serves as that like little like meeting hub for people that like just, you know, want to take a breather.
All right, you guys, we are going to take a quick break. Emisha and I have truly tried everything to find products these days that are not only good for your skin, but also good for the planet that actually work. Now, you've heard me talk about this brand before, Osea. They have been making products that do just that for over 25 years. They're a pioneer when it comes to clean beauty. And I mean, don't even get me started with their chic packaging. They have award-winning cleansers, serums, and face moisturizers, but they're known for their amazing body products, like their famous Andaria Algae Body Oil. I honestly don't take care of my body enough like I do my face. And this is the most luxurious body oil I have used in a long, long time. It's rich, not greasy or sticky, and really absorbs into the skin. It leaves my skin with the most beautiful glow. My body lotion definitely can't do this. Their products have scents that are refreshing, but still light. Osea's products are clean, vegan, cruelty-free, climate neutral, and created with sustainable source seaweed and made in good old California. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Experience your new favorite clean skincare line with a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order with promo code LIPSTICK at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. You're going to want it all. Trust me. Go to OseaMalibu.com. Use code LIPSTICK.
Hi, I'm Haley Hubbard.
Hi, I'm Jessica Diamond.
This is our show, Meaningful Living, where we break down the overwhelming amount of parenting, lifestyle, and relationship information into credible and digestible knowledge and tools.
Parenting is hard, and the thousands of decisions we're forced to make every day can feel daunting. While we've never had access to so much information, it's never been harder to find the knowledge we need to feel confident in the choices we make.
We're sharing completely uncensored information here. It can be messy, but it's always fun and always real. Check out Meaningful Living anywhere you listen to your podcast. It takes a village, and we can't wait for you to join ours.
And you've been quoted by saying that self-care is survival.
Yes.
Will you explain that in terms of for women who don't realize, especially moms sometimes who don't take those moments, even, you know, in your 20s when you're crazy and you're working and then you're partying and then you're starting it all over again? Like, what do you mean by self-care is survival?
What I mean is that it shouldn't feel like guilt-ridden sort of term anymore. I mean, I think we need to simplify it. I think we need to realize that self-care are those everyday tasks that you do for yourself to counteract the stress that you're constantly being smacked in the face with, whether it's stuff that enters your life out of nowhere that is unexpected, or like just the everyday stuff that you deal with that makes you stressed out and like your own anxieties. So for me, I mean, it's that like little skincare moment, or I guess for you, it, you know, your bath time ritual, right? You say you do it every night. So I think that a lot of people haven't really identified what those moments are for themselves yet. So our goal is really to give them every possible tool in the book to help them identify those moments. And it could be as simple as picking up a book. You may not even realize that's self-care, but it is. So, and it's okay. And it's, you know, it's not, again, like none of it is being selfish. It's literally just being in survival mode.
We really, you know, we love self-care. There's nothing more than Emish and I love more than a massage, a facial, a nail, a blowout. It's just sometimes finding the time and then not having the guilt. And I think a lot of moms, as you know, she's a mom of three, I'm a mom of three, you're now a mom of one. So can you give tips to women and men listening that will help take those little bit moments that you don't think you deserve?
I mean, I don't feel guilty for self-care that often, you know, just because I grew up in the world of self-care and I grew up watching my mom kind of put it forward to other women. But then I also always saw her not really, she took care of herself, but it was while she was at work, right? And then she only had off one day a week. And it was like 12-hour days. She never took vacations. I mean, the woman hasn't traveled that much. And so for me, it's like, I've always been the antithesis of that. I've always been like, no, I'm going to do things on my own terms. I'm going to, you know, I didn't chase the 9 to 5 just for the sake of society telling me I had to. Like, I waited until I found something I really excited about. So I wish more people adopted that mentality, right? And I think society makes mothers feel like it's them first. And I mean, of course, like it's your child. It's innately in you to want to take care of them so much that it hurts. But again, it's about putting yourself also first because you are the one that has to take care of this thing. If you're not happy, that comes, that then, you know, transpires into their life. So of course, it's all about filling up that cup and making sure that you yourself are rooted and good and centered and feel happy in your day-to-day life. And not every day is going to be peaches and creams and freaking like, you know, rosés and Montauk. I know that.
They could be for a few days in a row.
It's about mental health, right? I think it's exactly what you talk about. I think it's
centering,
you
know, yourself.
It is so much. I think moms, particularly, you know, especially think about how many women have postpartum, right? I mean, you have your babies and so many women fall into postpartum afterwards. And I think part of that is because you become so, obviously hormones are play of that, but you all of a sudden your life becomes consumed by this baby and mm-hmm. everything is flipped upside down. So, you know, we know that you're very passionate about the connection between mental health and self-care. And you've committed recently to donating, I think, a percentage of proceeds to various mental health organizations. Sort of talk mm-hmm. us through what brought you to that point. Like, what was it that brought you there?
Totally. I mean, I think a lot of people sometimes have a hard time realizing what Chill House is. They're like, oh, you're just a spa. You're just this. It's a mindset. Hopefully it's part of your lifestyle and don't think of it only as bubble baths and this and that, but it's also about other things. You know, go call your therapist, find a therapist, or, you know, maybe it's not therapy that you need, but maybe it's, you know, you introduce yoga into your life or meditation, or, you know, there are so many various forms of self-care. We came to the realization for a couple of reasons. I mean, I personally have only had a couple of panic attacks, but they really shook me to my core. And that was that moment. My husband actually deals with pretty bad anxiety, and I've kind of watched him navigate it for the past, you know, several years of our lives together. That has changed my entire concept of mental health in general, because I come from a generation, or not even a generation, I come from a culture. My mom is Latina. We don't really talk about, you know, mental health. It's more like just stress that's like projected in like anger. That's our mental health signal, I guess, is just like anger and rage. So that's how I grew up. And I grew up watching that. And I was like, if I'm not that, then I guess I'm okay mentally, like I'm mentally sound. But then I, you know, obviously after talking to so many friends and seeing what my husband goes through, I realized just how everyone deals with a version of anxiety and depression and whatever other sort of, you know, mental illness. And people are very quiet about it for the most part. We're all very silent about this. We're at the forefront of this, you know, self-care movement. And I think it's important for us to be leaders in exposing these stories and telling people, hey, listen, it's totally okay to admit that you do need to seek help, that you need to navigate this in some way, shape, or form. And so just by even putting something out there, like the fact that we are now donating, that may open up conversations, that may open up people's perception to this epidemic and realize that, hey, like, it's not just like this thing that people can like snap their fingers and it goes away. Like, you know, you have to really nurture your mental health and take care of it like for your entire life. So it just felt like it was the right time. It felt like it was totally needed. And now that we're kind of growing into not just being like a New York brand, we have products, we have all that. We felt like now financially, we can certainly put ourselves forward a little bit more in that realm. So yeah, we're really happy with the decision and hope to bring even more kind of conversation when it comes to this.
All right, you guys, we'll be right back. You've heard me talk about this product time and time again. This is for the people out there that perhaps don't have the perfect diet or are looking to improve their health habits. There is an easy way to cover your nutritional needs on a daily basis. I'm someone who is always, always trying to get in as many greens into my diet as possible. That's why I've been using Athletic Greens daily in my routine. Initially, I was a little bit hesitant because most of these green powders taste like undressed kale, but Athletic Greens has perfected the taste without adding any of the nasty fillers, GMOs, artificial colorants, or sugar. I actually enjoy taking it every morning. What's even better is that it's not just green powder. It's a simple superfood powder that is formulated with 75 high-quality and absorbable ingredients to cover your multivitamin. Yes, multivitamin, multimineral, probiotics, prebiotics, aptogens, greens powder, and more. It gives me so much more diversity in my diet without having to take multiple products or pills. I love that it supports my energy, gut health, stress, and immune system without having to get overwhelming research or take multiple things. And it's particularly useful when you're rushing out the door in the morning or while traveling to give you additional nutritional and digestive support. If you're down to start or level up your health routine, then Athletic Greens is giving my listeners a year-round immune system support with a free year supply of their vitamin D liquid dropper and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase by going to athleticgreens.com/lipstick. Again, simply visit athleticgreens.com/lipstick and get your immunity bundle today.
And I feel like women need that break. Women need that moment. Men need that moment as well. But women, they basically feel like they do everything with their husband, your kids, your work, your life. Like you are the queen bee. And I think sometimes you take care of everyone else that you forget to take care of yourself. And I think especially, you know, panic attacks are real. Recently, you know, Emish and I both lost our mom. I lost my mom last year. And, you know, I'd never really experienced a panic attack. Only a few times in my early 20s when I was living in Europe. But they're very real and they can be literally debilitating. And I think that's when you want to try not to get yourself there. So it is important. What are some of your favorite ways to tell moms to unwind? Is it read a book, have a glass of wine, get your hair done? What are some of your favorite ways to unwind?
Yeah, I think every woman's different. So I never say, hey, do this. But, you know, for me, it is very much like putting away my phone and like doing that little thing for me. So like Chill Tips, you know, these like press-ons that we launched last year, that moment, 10 minutes, I know they're
oh my God, we're going to talk about all your products in a few minutes. I'm obsessed.
Yay. That little time that I take care of my own needs for 10 minutes, like what is that moment for you? It could be cooking. Maybe it could be cooking for your family. I think it's all about the things that, you know, bring you joy. And so identifying them, really tuning in during different activities and figuring out if that's something that brings you joy. I've identified a million things that are self-care related that do not bring me joy. I hate sitting down and getting my eyelashes done. I hate getting my hair done. I feel like I literally want to jump out of the chair. So what are these things that actually make you feel better?
I feel the same when I'm getting my hair and makeup done. I feel the exact same. People are like, oh my God, it's so relaxing. It's not relaxing. It's stressful.
No. Yeah. And for you, maybe you associate it with like, you know, work as a model, right? So to you, it's like, it's work. I used to model when I was like a kid.
I know. I was funny. We were researching about you and I loved more than anything that you're like, your first job was I was a model and I worked at a tanning salon. I love that. You know, we talk a lot about people's journeys and passion and how they end up where they end up. And, you know, again, you went from a tanning, you know, assistant working as a model to, you know, now an entrepreneur where you own multiple chill houses and products. And I really do want to talk about your products. And I love, you have this little notepad. It says set intentions. Instead of making a to-do list, you set your intentions. And I think that is really important. And today I'm intended for you guys. A lot of people think they know what gua sha is, but what the fuck is gua sha? You did a great article. I actually printed it from the Chill Times. Tell us what it is. But
tell us what it is.
In terms of like, you have your gua sha.
I'm doing my gua sha.
So tell us, start with gua sha and how you created your chill oils, because they're phenomenal.
Thank you. That makes me really happy. Gua sha is an ancient Chinese tool that helps, you know, sculpt your face. So a lot of people, actually, you can use it all over your body. I use it in my shoulders to relieve tension and all that. But It's mostly used, especially that size, for your face. So we have it to kind of help the oils sort of deeply, like more better deeply penetrate. And it really just helps kind of, you know, increase blood flow, anti-inflammation, drain the lymphatic. So if you do kind of through the sides and then go down the neck, I wish I had one. I didn't bring one, but I have my chilled globes and I can certainly do a little routine with that. But to me, it's also that moment, like that taking that skincare routine up a notch, right? It's that extra little step that really helps you see more visible results with your actual structure, the muscles, all of that.
Well, you write in here that just a few minutes with this little gadget and the tension in my face melts away, relieving the clench in my jaw, the furrow in my brow, the pressure in my sinuses, and so much of that dreaded inflammation, both on my skin and under my skin. It's as close as I've come to a handheld mini spa facial. And I love that quote more than anything because something
I think
like
that was someone else's quote, but that's the chill time. So
the chill
time.
You can take Susie Benitez, if you're listening, you wrote this article
Susie.
For the chill times. And
oh my
it's
God.
Phenomenal.
She used to work for us. She was our social media girl for a while and also contributed. So
we're all about an oil. We're all about a gua sha tool. And I really do think like for bloating, you can also put this in the refrigerator and make it cold. It really does help get your lymphatic system working, inflammation. Again, people use crystal rollers. You can do gua sha. Talk to us about your products. Like what was the evolution in making your Chill House products? Because I love the packaging. You guys can't see it, but she has a body oil, an illuminating body oil mist called Have a Chill Day. I'm going to chill up right now.
Thank you. Yeah. So we have a collection of four
like
oils. They're face and body oils. Yeah, exactly. So our whole evolution of products is really about taking the spa experience that we've created at Chill House and bringing it into people's homes. We did that with our first set of products, which are our Chill Tips, which are the nails that I have on right now. And then we launched the oils earlier this year, I think around March. And the reason for the oils is like our origin story really was around massage. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but it was, that's like how my husband and I kind of got to that revelation of what we wanted to open up. And it all was through massage. So that is a core service of ours. We've worked really thoroughly on our programming and care deeply about everything we use in the service rooms and all of that. So because of that, and then now we've introduced facials about 2 years ago. It's funny because I keep thinking when I talk about time, it's like I want to skip 2020. So I'm like, how much time has it actually been? Because I want to like eliminate that year. But anyways, we've had facials now for the past couple of years. And so that also, now that we've kind of entered the skincare world, we also wanted to introduce something that we thought made sense from a brand perspective, and also something that we use in our services already every day. So those are body oils, those are face oils. And to me, face oil is that ingredient in your skin and your body care that kind of like takes, it is that little spa moment, right? It's, you know, we can use moisturizer, we can use serums and all that, but there's something about a face oil and a body oil that really makes you feel like you're sitting in a spa. So the way that we formulated them was I wanted the daytime one to be very illuminating, obviously, like create that immediate glow. So when you put it on, you're immediately like flushed. There's something, I'm not entirely sure which one ingredient is doing this, but there's something that this formulation does to you that you're immediately like just this very like subtle flush. Like if you go back in my videos, you can see this, the difference between like me toning and then going from toning to actually applying the oil. It's like really crazy. So that's the daytime. I wanted it to be like that. The body oils, I really wanted to create something that wasn't extremely heavy, but also extremely hydrating and long lasting and promoted like skin elasticity, all the things that you kind of want, you know, for your skin to have also like your body to have also the skincare benefits, not just like to not be ashy anymore. So we thought about body care in a form of skincare 100%. And I wanted a mist because I feel like I just don't see that often. I'm always like the pumps kind of, not that they bore me. I
like the mist so much more. Emisha and I are all about a mist.
We love a mist.
We love a mist. It doesn't go on goopy. It's thinner. It's easier to apply. I love a mist.
Spreadability is much better. It covers you faster and it doesn't feel as heavy, right?
Yeah.
So it's a very lightweight formula while also being deeply penetrating. And then the nighttime oils, I wanted something that really combated all the pollution that your skin collected during the day. So it's a detox. It has a lot of like acne prone ingredients in there, anti-inflammatory. So it really kind of resets your skin for the next day. So like you don't wake up puffy.
Your products really do smell. They smell like a spa.
They smell delicious. They smell
that
delicious.
Was another important thing for me. Thank you. That makes me feel so happy because we worked really hard on that. I want everything to feel like it makes sense together as a collection, right? So we definitely recommend it as a full collection experience versus one solo product.
And I love that the practice gratitude when once you've applied your nighttime oils, you can, you know, fill out this little notepad of five things that you can fill in what you're thankful for each evening. So I actually think that's actually self-care right there.
Totally.
I think that's mental self-care right there.
Absolutely. So really like reflecting on your day and listen, I'm not saying that we have the time to do this every single night. I mean, yes, the fact that you take a bath every night is like crazy.
Sometimes I swear to God, I don't even know that we were recording when we started talking about that. It was just when we said hello to each other, but I do take a bath every single night after the kids go to sleep.
I'm so jealous. I never knew this about you.
Yeah. Don't you remember when you lived by yourself, I would take a bath in your bathtub and like whenever you'd go out and you'd have something to do. And I was like, oh, I'm going to stay in. But do you not remember that?
I don't.
1800? Anyhow.
I really don't.
I love a bath and I love a bubble bath. And even if it's, I'm in it for 4 minutes, I have taken a bath for 4 minutes. It just is like it's my moment to not have anyone talk to me. If all I do is read, look at Instagram or look at Daily Mail or buy myself a dress, it is what I do and it's my time.
And it's like maintenance too at the same time. So it's like you check off two in one. I mean, even when I take my showers, I'm like, I have to have the best products in there because I want to feel like I'm in, I don't know, the shower at Equinox or like the shower at like some like fancy schmancy spot.
What's your favorite shower gel? Like what's your favorite like shower? Mine's Necessaire. I know it's so good. It's so good.
Too.
And See by the Moon makes an exfoliating body. I told you, I sent it to her.
I just got my new delivery yesterday.
It's so good.
I'm using Necessaire now too, the eucalyptus. I'm all about eucalyptus. But one day I think Chill House will definitely enter the body, bath and body space too. So
you should, because it's so like indicative of a spa and like that's your next evolution, I feel like.
All right, you guys, we'll be right back. Okay, I know. I'm always looking for ways to improve my hair quality. I've been using a brand called Air Professional for quite a bit now. And honestly, I don't think I'm ever going back. Air Professional is the first ever crystal-infused hair care line that was self-funded by stylist, blogger, author, and mom, Jenny Sree. Air is a vegan hair care line that is free from negative energy and bad for you ingredients such as parabens, phthalates, DMDMH, sulfates, gluten. Actual crystals from Mother Earth are responsibly sourced, pulverized, and infused into every product. Each product contains a different gemstone. For example, the hairspray is infused with love quartz. This stone was selected for this product because when we think of our hairspray, we often think of big events, dates, proms, and weddings. By using the hairspray, you are surrounding yourself with the vibrations of love. I have to say, honestly, it's my favorite. If you go to airprofessional.com and use the code LIPSTICK at checkout, you'll get 15% off your hair care order. Use code LIPSTICK, LIPSTICK, for 15% off your order on airprofessional.com. Turn your routine into a ritual with Air Professional crystal-infused hair care. Choose Air and be well.
Okay, so this wouldn't be a beauty podcast without talking some beauty. Okay, so we want to know a little bit about your makeup and your nails and your hair. What is something
you have gorgeous skin. If you
have gorgeous skin. She uses her
skin
oils.
Is beautiful.
What is your favorite go-to foundation?
Ooh, I have two. Just like my everyday has been Ilia lately. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, I love. They kind of
which came one?
Out
the
of
skin
nowhere.
Serum tint or that? Which one?
I think it's that one. Yeah, with SPF,
like
right?
The dropper. It's like a dropper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, that one. That's my everyday. And then when I want to go, when I'm like going out in the evening, or I want just something a little heavier, I do Too Faced.
Too Faced.
Really like Too Faced. It's not like very heavy, but it's like good coverage and it's a little matter. Right now, I think I have a little bit of that on right now. So
it's
I'm not like super dewy, you know, but I'm like, you could still see my skin come through.
What's your favorite highlighter?
highlighter. I just use Glossier.
Glossier. Yeah.
What about
yeah.
a bronzer? What's a good bronzer for you?
Bronzer. So I'm already pretty tan, you know, like I don't really use bronzer per se, but I've been using also Ilia, the like multi-use skin. What's it called? Yeah. That like pigment.
The stick, the highlight stick. Yeah. It's like a little, it's like a little stick, I think, right?
Yeah. And it's
like a brown one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I've been using that. And I feel like if that doesn't, because I have like the more bronzy color. So I've been using that as kind of like a bronzer, but then sometimes I'll throw on NARS Orgasm on top.
Now your lashes also look amazing.
Yeah. Your lashes are insane. Like, is that mascara? Is that extension or is that a serum? What is that? Because we need to know.
They're extension. I would like to start maybe taking care of my eyelashes, like my natural ones, because they were really good when I was younger. But I've been doing so many extensions now that it's kind of hard to start over.
Okay.
Right? I have to give her a plug because she's lovely and she's been with us for a long time. Our nanny actually does eyelashes. So like her like main job is she's an eyelash girl. And so she does my eyelashes when like Henny's napping.
It's oh, like that might be a nanny success story of
a nanny success story who does eyelash extensions. I'm not gonna lie, that's you got a 2-in-1. You got a big one. You got that's like incredible, Cindy. One little quick tip that Em and I learned last summer or the summer before. We took all of our eyelash extensions off during the pandemic or a little bit pre-pandemic, and we took them off with like a coconut almond oil. And then we started using like a lash serum every single day for like 3 months. I cannot tell you, if you have that moment, if you have that chill time and you want to leave your nanny and only have her as a nanny and not an extension girl as well.
She gets too busy for me and leaves us. Yeah, maybe.
I was not patient enough, or I did not do it as smoothly as Molly did. I had like the last lashes dangling on for dear life in COVID. I was like the wonky eyes. I was holding on. I mean, I was truly desperately holding on for the last lashes to, you know, give me some life. But it took 3 months, but my lashes are back and they're, I've never.
Care. I feel like I just don't have the patience for it sometimes. And it's I'm okay. I know how much prettier I feel with eyelashes.
But also you live with someone who can give you an eyelash or two or three. That's the problem. It's like
I had no choice.
I used to go and like get them all done, and for like 5 days they look perfect. And then like one would go wonky, like Em said, I would lose like five, and then it's a mess. Talk about your hair. What's your favorite hair product?
Well, I gotta give a shout out to my friend Baba, who launched Ceremonia, which is a Latinx hair care brand. I think they launched earlier this year or last year, but all of their products are phenomenal. I've been using them for the past few months now, and I kind of have been swearing by it. And so they just launched a leave-in conditioner. So that's what I have. That's what's giving me this like soft texture.
It looks so good. So you got out of the shower. Did you dry it or you just did the leave-in conditioner and let it go?
I did the leave-in conditioner and I let it go. I did like a braid where I just kind of braided it back here. And then at some point I took it out yesterday, and then now I kind of want to get my hair colored. This is the hard part about doing a beauty podcast like on Zoom, because now I'm like staring at myself. But no, I did the barrel heat pull?
The hot rollers.
No, the barrel.
It's like rolling
iron. It's like
iron,
in three, like right? It like, goes like this. Yeah. We're going to list all the products, you guys, just in case you're listening. You don't have to take notes. We're going to list them either on mollysims.com or we'll get them to you because your hair looks phenomenal. And your nails. You guys, she has Chill Tips, long-lasting nail art manicures. She's got the 70s, which is like the beigey. She actually is wearing them now, which you can't see, which is like a brown and a beige split.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
And then you've got the French. This is so good. I'm very into nails. I do think nails are becoming very fashionable. I saw that. I went down this whole rabbit hole some of the models that are having like really cool styles that I really liked. So, yes.
Yeah. I've been a fan of nail art for a very long time. Hence, we've had Chill House has had nail art as part of our DNA since the very beginning. And a lot of people are always like, can you please open in this city? And I'm like, I think it's time that we just create a product that solves this problem, because there's no way that I'm going to end up in like, you know, this random part of like Minnesota. Like there's just, we're not going to ever be there. So this is our solution to that. And people seem to really like it. Yeah. We have 9 designs now. We're launching 3 more in a couple of weeks. And then, you know, seasonally, we'll launch new ones and do one-offs and limited edition this and that. So it's a fun, it's a very fun part of the house brand.
See, we have problems with this because this won't stay in the box. My little girl, Scarlett, will come and steal them. And I will have like 4 of them. I will miss like a thumb. So I literally have to hide things like this because she wore fake nails yesterday. And I'm like, where did she go? Oh, I went and got them in your room. I'm like, fantastic. I'm like, oh, great. That's my new nails are gone. Okay.
Is she putting it on with glue? Is she like that?
No, she's just doing the press. I have the press in case like for work and stuff. And she loves it. Okay. Before we go, we want to do a little bit of rapid fire. What are you reading?
Ooh, not much, but I was reading How to Build a Goddamn Empire by my friend Ali Kriegsman, which is great. I need to finish that. And I'm going to pick up a couple of like saucy summer reads. I was just told, I'm going to butcher this. Verily. Have you heard of this book?
Am I saying that wrong? No, but I want to Google it.
No, I'm definitely messing that up, but I'm in the market for like a very sexy thriller with a plot twist. If you guys know of any, I want to be like,
we have dark murder. What I mean, huh? Oh, have you read The Last Mrs. Parrish?
No.
You've
never read that?
Do that.
Okay, you're welcome. Liv Constantine.
Perfect. What's your favorite food?
That's really hard. I'm one of the biggest foodies you'll probably ever meet. I know we all don't like to say that word.
I know, I love food, so she loves food. A foodie right here.
Oof. Honestly, I can eat anything. I love steak, like any fish right now. I'm like into clams because I'm out here.
You're in Montauk. And when one is in Montauk, they must eat clams. What's your go-to cocktail?
Lately, I guess just like a spicy. I'm being boring because I've been scaling back on how much I drink and how cocktail I have every night. But spicy mezcal margarita, I feel like, is like my jam.
Okay. What's your favorite indulgence?
Ooh, like a meat and cheese plate, honestly. Ooh. With like a glass of red, like a amazing glass of Pinot Noir and like a nice little jam and like all that good stuff, you know?
Cindy Ramirez, the queen of self-care. If you could tell your younger 10-year-old self, what advice would you give her?
I would say from a beauty standpoint, just like stay active. You know, I think there's one thing that I went wrong in my physical process is just that I stopped dancing. And I feel like it's so important. Like I want Hendrix to, you know, stay physical, like start young and then like continue on because then it doesn't become hard when you're older. So like, I'm just like not good at cardio and I'm just like, I don't love the process of exercising. So it's been a really tough journey for me to actually like maintain myself. So from a physical standpoint, I'd say that. Otherwise, you know, just always be kind to people. Like, you know, be kind, but also be strong and have your own opinions and be independent of other people's thoughts. Like form your own opinions, form your own way of thinking, because I feel like we're always, you know, at a young age, just influenced by our surroundings incredibly. And I just wish that I wasn't that way. And I wish I had formed my own opinions at a younger age.
You're amazing. I will say, from a working at a tanning salon to becoming an entrepreneur, I say you've done well.
2-time college dropout.
Yeah, twice
so
college dropout. You're the queen of Chill House. No, it's really inspiring. And I think, you know, we really wanted to have you on because Emisha and I feel as moms, you know, 6 between us, we never get to chill. We always feel guilty with self-care. We always kind of make it excuses, except we kind of use our self-care when we're doing something for work. And it's just, it's really important to take those moments, take care of your mental health. And we love your initiative and what you're doing as a big proponent with all the mental health organizations. And that's just, we love that. And we just wanted to pick your brain, how to become a little bit chiller, and you're amazing. You guys can find Cindy Ramirez on Instagram. She owns The Chill House. You guys got to check her products out.
Try her products.
It's so good. Chill Pill, Make Me Glow, Chill Me Out. The Chill Heat Sessions are some of the things that she offers at The Chill House. Are you going to roll out The Chill House statewide, or are we just staying in New York?
I would love to open up other locations, yes. I mean, that's definitely the goal. And then more products enter more retailers and just keep doing our thing, what we're doing, but more of it.
I will be in the city at one point this summer. And I'm like, I want to find out what the chill heat session is, which I think it's a little
maybe
like,
we can do it together.
Yeah, we can do it together. Yeah. You guys, thank you so much for listening. That's a wrap on Lipstick on the Rim. Cindy, you're awesome. Queen of Chill. We will catch you in the Hamptons, hopefully.
Yes, love all that. Right.
Thank you guys. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.